From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, Israel's Supreme Court considers the future of the country's controversial security barrier. But first, Iraq, where dozens of people died today and scores more were injured in a bombing attack on a police station south of Baghdad. Iraqi authorities say it was a suicide car bombing. Charles Duhigg of the Los Angeles Times was at the scene, and he joins me now from Baghdad. Do we know why this particular target, the police station, was chosen?
It appears that people are targeting symbols of authority, police stations being one of the most obvious symbols of authority in towns like Iskandaria, where this blast occurred. They had announced a few days ago that they were accepting applications for new policemen today. Those scores of young men were lined up in front of the police building waiting to file their applications. And because the police station is located near the equivalent of the town hall in one of the courts, there were other people walking by.
Are these attacks also meant to frighten away Iraqis from joining the police force or other institutions that the coalition is trying to rebuild?
I don't know what these attacks are meant to do, and I don't think anyone really does. There's a number of theories out there, one of which is, of course, that the attacks are meant to destabilize Iraq. Another theory is that the attacks are meant to hamper the work of the coalition or of the police force and are being perpetrated by criminals. I spoke to two policemen who were affiliated with a police station that was attacked this morning, one of whom said that if these attacks continue, he will no longer be a policeman. He intends to quit the force. Another one, the chief of the police station or the manager of it, said that he will continue to and that he doesn't feel like these attacks undermine morale. But in any case, it obviously comes as an enormous shock for the population. The scene was fairly grisly today. The hospital, which was about a mile away, was filled with families as well as bodies outside. The morgue had been filled up, and so bodies were outside on the ground and were very, very badly injured.
And what's been the response from the Americans?
The coalition forces remain steadfast that they're rebuilding the country and that these attacks are the work of either insurgents or of forces who are attempting to destabilize the rebuilding of Iraq. They're right in that there are still a number of Iraqis who feel very, very strongly about the work that's ongoing in rebuilding this country. But I don't think at this point anyone really understands what's going on. There was another bombing earlier this week in another town in a police station where the bomb was planted in the police chief's office, indicating, so the police chief told me, that it had to be someone on the police staff who planted the bomb because there's a limited number of keys to his office. A number of the Iraqis protesting around the police station today where the blast had occurred were chanting anti-American mottos saying, this isn't Sunni, this isn't Shiite, this is an American strike. And the prevailing theory from people who weren't there and had no firsthand knowledge of what occurred was that an American rocket had detonated on the police station. But for anyone who was there, it's clear that it was a car bomb that exploded in front of the police station. But it's clear from the large number of theories that you encounter in reporting any type of these blasts that no one precisely knows what's going on.
Charles Duhigg of Los Angeles Times in Baghdad, thank you.
Thank you.